Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we'll be returning to our trending series. We have looked at a few of these trending series in the past, taking a look at what would be the big events of a century. If there was a social media buzz in the 14th century, what would the buzz be all about? Well, we have three honorable mentions and three of the top three items that were trending in the 14th century. First, under an honorable mention, and I have to say, I'm just throwing this in because I think it's fascinating, but we have, as an honorable mention in the 14th century, Vladislaw I is the ruler in Poland for 13 years. Now, what's fascinating about Vladislaw I is what he was called more popularly, and he was called the Elbow High. Now, I'm not sure what that's all about. It might have to do with his shortness of stature, but there you go. Second, as an honorable mention, is to mention the Hundred Years' War. Now, the Hundred Years' War was actually not 100 years long. It was 116 years long, went from 1337 all the way into the 15th century to 1453. It was between England and France. And I guess if you can have a winner after 116 years, the winner was France. One of the things that the Hundred Years' War led to were more wars in England. And so the outcome for England of the Hundred Years' War was the War of the Roses. Now, this was the House of Lancaster, symbolized by the red rose, and the House of York, symbolized by the white rose. So there you have it. The 14th and 15th century were centuries of wars. The third honorable mention goes to what is known as Yersinia pestis bacterium. We might just call it the Black Plague. One third of all of Europe was taken by the Black Plague between the years 1347 and 1351. Could you imagine that one third of the population just gone? So the Black Plague. Well, those are the honorable mentions. We have three other events that were the true trending events. The first is the Avignon Papacy. The Avignon Papacy went from 1309 all the way to 1377. It almost stretched through the entire century. There was a dispute at one of the conclaves. This is the gathering of the cardinals to choose the next pope. And out of that dispute, of this long-debated conclave, Clement V was elected pope, but he did not want to move to Rome. So he simply set up the papal palace there in Avignon. In total, seven popes, all French, reigned from France in Avignon and not in Rome. The papal palace is pretty nice. I've never been there, but I've seen pictures of it, and maybe you can visit it sometime. Second thing that was trending in the 14th century is some good literature. So here we have Chaucer and Canterbury Tales and Dante and his Divine Comedy of Purgatorio, Inferno, and Paradiso. What's interesting about both these authors is that they wrote in their native language. Chaucer writing in English and Dante writing in Italian. Most of the writing up until this time was in Latin, of course. And so here we have it, the beginnings of literature in these languages. And in one sense, as we have the beginnings of literature and language, we're beginning to see the cultures of these places. So Chaucer and Dante, and we've saved our best for last, trending in the 14th century, and that would be our friend John Wycliffe. John Wycliffe also was interested in getting literature into the English language, and he was interested in getting the finest of all of literature into the English language, and that, of course, would be the Bible. He's working not from the original Greek and Hebrew, he's working from the Latin, but he's laboring to turn that Latin text into a text that could be understood by the masses into English. He died of natural causes, but that didn't stop the church from condemning him as a heretic, of digging up his body and burning his bones. Well, there you have it, the top three things trending in the 14th century. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, I have a moment for a bonus quote, and this comes from a letter from none other than John Calvin and to none other than Archbishop Cranmer. Calvin writes, "You see to what God has called you. Doubt not, therefore, that according as he employs you, he will give you strength to fulfill his work. For he has promised this, and we know by experience that he has never failed those who allow themselves to be governed by him."